أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله. In the previous ayats we read where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave the da'wah to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala to Fir'aun and all his people, and he presented very, very clear proofs of it also. Fir'aun feared that the people are going to incline to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and will follow him, and this will be the result of which will be the loss of his government and his control over his country. And that is which any ruler never wants to allow to happen. His grip on the country, he wants to keep it at all costs. So Fir'aun decided then to, the best thing is just to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and get rid of him and get rid of the problem. For this, he presented it to in his parliament. And in this ayat, the discussions in the parliament of Fir'aun are discussed. When Fir'aun presented that, I think we have to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the only way we can get rid of this problem, which in his eyes was a big, very big problem. A person, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ or bola ek mard imandar. In his parliament there was one person who had brought iman, min ali Fir'aun, Fir'aun ke logo mein, and he was from the family of Fir'aun, a close family member in fact. Yaktumu imanahu, chupata tha apna iman, he had not made known his iman, that he has brought iman on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now he saw that within, in which he is part of, that is this parliament and this session of parliament, where the decision was going to be made to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When he saw this, he put forward his point in a very beautiful way, and he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ, kya mare dalte ho ek marad ko is baat par ke kehta hai ki mera Rabb Allah hai. What are you going to kill a person just because of this, that he says that Allah is my Rabb, that I believe in Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the creator? Is that such an offense that needs this capital punishment of death and that he must be killed? وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, or لَایَا تُمْهَارِ پَاسْ کھُلِ نِشَانِيَا تُمْهَارِ رَبْ کی. And not only that his offense is no offense whatsoever, but to prove his point, he has brought clear proofs also for you from Allah Ta'ala, from your own Rabb, the one who has created you. He says that Allah is my Rabb, and he said that the proofs I've brought is from your Rabb, mi Rabbikum. That is, you should be happy to accept this. It is your Rabb, the one who has created, nourished you, who sustains you. He has sent this clear signs. And then another beautiful further point, and here we are taught how to present arguments. When we have a debate, we have a discussion, it doesn't mean a person becomes emotional, he starts becoming very noisy, he swears, but he must present his arguments properly. And that is what the Quran is teaching here. The next point he said, وَإِن يَكُوْ كَاذِبًا فَعَلِهِ كَذِبُ, or agar wo jhuta hoga, to us par parega uska jhoot. If he's lying in what he's saying, and he's just putting a false front, then it will never carry on forever. The truth will become manifest, and his falsehood will fall back upon him. Whoever does something and just shows a false front, whether it is of piety, of anything, but it catches up with a person eventually, and the truth becomes manifest, and everyone can see. So if he is a liar, na'uzubillah, his lies will fall back on him, and those same lies of his own will humiliate and disgrace him. وَإِن يَكُوْ صَادِقًا يُصِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ, اور اگر وہ سچا ہوگا تو تم پر پرے گا کوئی نہ کوئی وعدہ جو تم سے کرتا ہے. And if he is really true in what he says, consider it from a proper, don't let your emotions overtake you, don't let your sentiments and your alliances overtake you. Look at the problem, what the problem actually is. And if he is truthful in what he's saying, then those promises that he's making, Allah's azab will come upon you, at least some of those punishments will descend on you. What will be your consequences? Think of the matter properly and straightly. Don't think that just because he's your enemy. In another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah says also that your enemy gives a view, don't reject it just because he's your enemy. Look at the view that he's giving and look at that point which he is making. If it's a valid point, accept it. And if it's not a valid point, even if it is your close friend and alliance view, then don't accept it if it is not valid. So he presented this beautiful argument further, and then he said, "Inna Allah la yahdi man huwa musrifun kadhab." Beshak Allah raah nahi deta usko jo ho be lihaz jhoota. Allah Ta'ala never guides a person who goes beyond all limits and who is a liar. In yet there is a beautiful and subtle indication towards Fir'aun that he is claiming to be Allah also. So he has gone beyond all limits. And this person told in the parliament, yeah, also when you want to tell somebody something, learn how to say it so that person doesn't feel offended. Many times we just attack a person, even if he knows it's the truth, but because your attitude, how you spoke, how you told him, he doesn't want to accept it. So we have to learn how to say things that people accept it, even if they are proud people, even if they are haughty people, but present the argument in such a way that it is palatable, it is acceptable. So he said that Allah does not guide those people who go beyond their limits and those people who are liars. They took it that he was referring to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but he was referring to Fir'aun also at the same time. Further he said, "Ya qawmi, lakumul mulkul yawm zahirina fil ard." Ey meri qawm, aaj tumhara raj hai, char rahe ho mulk pe. Today you have got sovereignty, power, and power is in your hands, and you can do as you please today, but don't just use your power as you wish to. Use it according to justice and fairness. Though, and there is also a great lesson. Whoever has got authority, whether it is in the home, in the business, in an institute, don't just use your authority as you want to. Don't abuse authority. It must be used as it is supposed to be used, not in order to just do down people. فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنَا مِنْ بَأْسِ اللَّهِ إِنْ جَاءَنَا. Phir kaun madad karega hamara Allah ki aafat se agar aage hum par. And if we do abuse our power, which is called zulm, and it is mentioned that a government can run with kufr also, that is, even if they are non-Muslims, but a government won't last that makes zulm upon people. That government does not last. And we saw with our eyes the white government, how lot zulm they made, and how lot authority, and what they grip they had on the country and on the people of the country. But that government cannot last that rules with zulm. So he said that who will help us if Allah's punishment will come to us? Fir'aun replied to this, and he said he was still adamant on his view. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَىٰ. بولا فرعون میں تو وہی بات سمجھتا ہوں جو تم کو جو سوچتی مجھ کو. My point, my view is still the same. In spite of these arguments of this person, my view is still that Musa alayhi salam must be killed, he must be made shaheed. وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. اور وہی راہ بتلاتا ہوں جس میں بھلائی ہے. And I'm showing you and I'm telling you what is good for us. Otherwise, he is going to overrun this country and he's going to overtake us. We must kill him. Then this person, further, he presents his other arguments now. That is, in there also, there are great lessons for us to learn. How he presented his first arguments and what motive he presented them. And the second ones, what was the underlying current when he presented the second type of arguments which he presented to the parliament. So in this ayat we are taught, well, for us the lesson is, whenever we have a difference of opinion, and there is difference, no two people can think alike. You have different, husband and wife will have differences. But when you want to discuss something, discuss the issue. Don't become emotional, sentimental, spiritual. Don't let your own alliances and friendships and enemies control your decision making in there. See what the matter is and discuss it. And we should learn from the Quran how to present arguments also, and how they can be acceptable, and the good can come out from such arguments and such discussions. Wa akhiru da'wana.